Hello, welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today I'll be exploring the music of 1921. Down Yonder from the songwriter L. Wolfe Gilbert, who also brought us The Peanut Bender and The Waltz Ramona. Eddie Weaver, one of the first American organists I ever heard on record, was playing the Wurlitzer in the Mosque Theatre, formerly Acker Temple Mosque in Richmond, Virginia. One of Al Jolson's big hits from 1921 was April Showers, which he re-recorded in much better fidelity in 1946 for his biopic The Jolson Story, starring Larry Parks. This is one of the most lush arrangements in my library, a 1958 private recording of veteran Movie Palace organist Ed Gress and the Wurlitzer in the Metropolitan Theatre, Boston.
Thank you.
In the teens and 20s, musical revues were very popular. No plot, just vignettes, introducing the new music of the day. Limehouse Blues came from just such a show, produced at the Prince of Wales Theatre in London and reappearing in New York in 1924. Howard Beaumont included his interpretation on his new CD, Sunderland Revisited, recorded on the Compton in the Community Hall in Ryhope, Sunderland. Former sheet music plugger Irving Berlin was so successful as a songwriter that in 1919 he founded his own music corporation to retain control of his song rights. In 1921 he wrote Say It With Music, which later became the theme song for Jack Payne and his band. Thank you. Say It With Music, Len Rawl and the Exodia Manchester Wurlitzer, which at the time of that recording in 1986 was in Manchester's Free Trade Hall. When that historic venue was sold to developers in 1997, the organ was moved to Stockport Town Hall. The Free Trade Hall is now a hotel. The diminutive Wurlitzer in the Rahway Theatre in Rahway, New Jersey, was featured in the American Theatre Organ Society's 2015 convention, the first I'd attended for a decade or so. Unfortunately, it was only used for a silent film accompaniment, not a concert, as it's a great sound for a small instrument. Jerry Mendelssohn taped The Sheik of Araby on this Wurlitzer for a 1970s release for concert recording. Secondhand Rose, a song that was first featured in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1921 and played there by Bill Vasek on the Wurlitzer from the Paramount Music Palace that was relocated in 1997 to the Roaring Twenties Pizza and Pipes in Ellerton, Florida. The restaurant closed in 2010 and the organ went into storage. The Wabash Blues was copyrighted in 1921, and that year was a hit for the famous Isham Jones Orchestra. Revived several times and now a standard of the jazz repertoire, its last revival was in 1960 by an American pop group, the Viscounts. Buddy Cole recorded this arrangement on an unnamed organ for a radio transcription label, probably in the 1950s. Cess Comfrey was an American pianist and composer of piano novelties, often quite complex to play, and sometimes called finger busters. This is arguably his most famous, Kitten on the Keys, usually played in a variety of discordant rhythms to simulate a cat creating mayhem. Brian Rodwell plays it in his fun-filled style on the Compton in the Capitol Cinema Aberdeen on a cassette released in 1990. Thank you. The fabulous sounds of the Fox Theatre in San Francisco, recorded by Fantasy Records to capture the rolling acoustic of the 4,650-seat auditorium. That was house organist Everett Norse with the 1921 waltz Peggy O'Neill, recorded in 1963, shortly before the theatre was steel-balled. George Wright's albums taped on that same Fox Wurlitzer had a very different sound, with the microphones placed close to the chambers to eliminate much of that big acoustic. While I can't fault George's playing, I do wonder what the results would have been had he not been contracted to Hi-Fi Records. This is another enduring song from 1921. Toot toot tootsie, goodbye. Toot toot tootsie goodbye, George Wright and the Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer. That's all the music from 1921 that I can squeeze into a half hour, so I'm afraid that it's also a goodbye from me, Steve Ashley, until next time when I'll be exploring the music of 1922.